Kerry, champions do what you did today after a setback the other day. You came out there, you must have felt like a different person out there today.
Yeah, I played really well today, but obviously I would have had to play a career round to make the cut, so obviously still very disappointed.
We'd banked on the leaders going backwards today and giving you a chance under the 10-shot rule, but they didn't. Can you tell us about what's going on out there on the course, and particularly on the greens?
Yeah, I think just with the rain, the course isn't playing the way it's designed to play. You know, the greens are quite soft now, and fairways are soft, so you know it's really, you got to hit a really poor tee shot to miss the fairway now, and the greens are slow, so you know it's just not the way it played when we got here on Monday.
Did you set yourself a target today, Gary?
No, I was hoping that the lead would be even or one
right.
under, and I could shoot. Didn't have to shoot something ridiculously under to make the cut.
Did you keep your eye on the leaderboard? And
Once I got to the turn, I guess I looked, but I doubled 10, so that really was pushing things uphill.
And I guess conditions were just conducive enough to low scores. That
yeah,
even
I mean, there's no wind out there, yeah. And if you're half swinging it good, even watching Morgan, she's not the longest player in the world, but she's hitting great woods in, but if the greens were harder, it would be a lot more difficult to hit them close, I think, because you wouldn't have any spin on the ball.
I guess you're thinking the other day is just, you're experienced enough to know it's just one of those days and stuff like that happens.
Yeah, I just couldn't get it to stop. It just, I was just praying for pars in the last few holes. I couldn't get anything to go my way, and, it was just a snowball effect, I think.
Did you do a post-mortem or just try to forget about it?
I think it's replayed in my head about 50 times, so but there's not much I can do about it. I think if I could take one shot back from that whole round, would be my first tee shot, and I wouldn't have probably shot 83. So.
But why? What happened there?
I snap walked it off the tee and just really got into a bit of a funk. Then I didn't swing it well. I only had a couple of patches in the round where I actually swung it okay. So. I just got uptight, and my first tee shot didn't help calm me down.
2 weeks ago, you almost jagged your eighth major. You must be still feeling pretty good going into the British.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the British, obviously playing the old course, and, we're making history being able to be in the clubhouse and stuff like that. So, but it's just exciting to actually play our British Open on such a historic course.
Kerry, I'm surprised to hear you say a player of your experience. First bad tee shot set the tone for a bad day.
Well, at the time you don't think that's... I just said that I would like to take that shot back.
Right.
And I think things would have been differently. I don't think that it set the tone. I certainly could have played well from there, but it certainly didn't help calm me down.
Does a round like today make it any better when you go,
Not really.
No?
I could have shot 2 6 over rounds and been at the same score and missing the cut by just as many, so
wish you could have the other day back and start over with this.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Kerry, your thoughts on Morgan and all the young players at the top of the leaderboard right now?
I think it's going to be an exciting weekend. There's a lot of good young players up there. I think Lorena's in a good spot too, so it'll be interesting to see how it pans out.
How did you feel about having to sit out yesterday? You must have been keen to get back out there.
Not really. I didn't really care.
Thanks, Gary.
Okay. Right. Thanks.